everybody. Hey, happy Father's Day. That's right, it's Dad's Day today. Remember your father. Well, on our program this morning, we should have a good time. We have a couple of very interesting discussions scheduled on our show today. And I've been looking forward to this program for some time. For a couple of reasons. One is that we're at that, a little past the midpoint of the month of June. And you look outside, or you step outside today, and it's like, oofa! Whoa! Between the heavy, foggy condition, especially where we are here in Lower Manhattan. Ay, ay, ay. Can't even see the Hudson River from where we are, and we're a block away from there. That's crazy. But the heat and the humidity. Yep, it's all coming. Summer is officially, of course, right around the corner. In this first hour of our program, we're scheduled to be talking about the topic of sun safety, skin cancer. We'll get into in discussion as well. We've always had lively discussions on this topic in the past, and we've been able to involve some of the folks listening to us as well in discussion. If you want to join us on this topic of sun safety, a lot of you have been through having skin cancer in one form or another. You can. Our number here at The Fan, as always, is 877-337-6666. 877-337-6666. That's hour one of our program. In hour two, we're actually going to be speaking with a child psychologist and be talking about some issues that kids today face. I think it's a very appropriate discussion to take place on a Father's Day morning as well. And you know, Father's Day, I say those words and I think to myself, what image does that bring to mind for people listening to us? What's the first thing you think of when I say Father's Day? You want to share that with us in our discussion this morning? You can. 877-337-6666 while we wait to connect with the guest who is scheduled to join us on our program. We'll also talk a little bit about this topic of sun safety. As you know, there are many different forms of skin cancer. And discussions that we've had on this topic in the past have talked about, you know, the whole incidence of skin cancer. And one of the big focuses, obviously, at this time of the year, too, is this idea of prevention and education on the topic. And it's always amazing to me because we have these discussions and you would think that a lot of what we're talking about is, for lack of a better term, basic common sense. But so many people seem to neglect those rather simple steps that one can take to be proactive in the area of trying to prevent skin cancer, the incidence of that. And we also usually get into the discussion as well about things like tanning beds as to whether or not they are a good idea as well. So, some of those things we will explore. Hopefully our guest is going to join us. We just haven't connected with him just yet. We've always had lively discussions with him when he has joined us on our program. In the meantime, what we'll do is open the phones and talk with some of you. 877-337-6666. You want to share some thoughts on Father's Day? You want to share some thoughts with us on skin cancer? If you have been through this yourself, perhaps some of your words can be inspiring and also educational for folks listening to us. Let's go to the phone. We'll go to first to Ed in East Meadow. Ed, good morning. Welcome
to the
fan.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm very fine. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss Father's Day with you. My dad died 58 years ago when I was 10 and a half of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will always miss him, but it's been a little easier since I became a father 32 years ago to my son, Justin. But Father's Day means to me, if you're lucky enough to be a dad, that you, in terms, hug your children and spend time with them and enjoy being a father.
When you think of your father and the characteristics that he had, what most stands out?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you.
I said, when you think of your father and think of the characteristics that he had, what stands out most to you?
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, I'm in the process of writing a book called The Boy from the Bronx, A Story of Hope and Triumph Over Tragedy. My father was a cab driver. He came out of World War II, and, my maternal grandparents gave him $1,000 for the medallion. And my father took me out with him in the cab. This is before partitions. And people would say, who's that handsome boy with you? And they would give me tips also. And my father was always loving towards me. He, showed my three siblings and myself love. And he worked hard 6-7 days a week driving his cab. And that's what stands out for me is, his love. And I've tried to transmit that to my son. I only have just one more story, if I can. I only have 10 and a half years' worth of memories. So when my son was bar mitzvahed, or when I took him to Yankee Stadium and we went to Monument Park, I started shedding a tear. And I said, Justin, these are happy tears, because for me to share these things with you, I didn't have a chance to share these with Grandpa Jack. So that's what stands out. And I tell anyone, if there's I'm a clinical social worker, and I tell anyone, if they're lucky enough to be a parent, make sure that you spend time and enjoy your children.
Very good advice. Ed, thank you very much. And again, happy Father's Day.
You too. Take care. Happy Father's Day, Bob. And I enjoy listening to you, sir.
Thank you very much. 877-337-6666 is our phone number here at The Fan. We haven't connected with our guest, who we were scheduled to be talking about skin cancer, sun safety with on our program today. We can broach those topics with you if you want to join us. You want to talk about Father's Day? Share some thoughts, perhaps on your dad. You can feel free to do that this morning. Let's go next to Mike in Babylon. Mike, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like what that man just said. Mm-hmm. He's pretty well versed to the T. But myself, my brother and I, we didn't grow up with a father. Our father left us when we were 2 and 3. So my mother became our mother and father. So she raised both of us. I have a son that is 13, and I'm teaching him the right things to do. He's very smart in school. He'll be starting high school next year. So, like all fathers and mothers, and we're special to our kids. And people got to realize that when you're a parent, you're special to your kids. So you got to take it seriously every day, every hour, every minute. Know where your kids are every second. And spend time, like the guy just said, spend time with your kids, because time goes, fast, goes past very fast. So, with Father's Day, it's really special. And that's all I have to say.
Pretty
much. I hope everybody has a great Father's Day and enjoy it. And that's about it.
Mike, thank you very much for your call this morning, and certainly happy Father's Day to you as well. Thank you. Very interesting
Thank you.
Words that you've shared with us. And hopefully inspirational ones. We're talking about this topic of Father's Day, and because we had a little change in plans this morning, so far we're opening up the phones. You can share some thoughts on Father's Day, what Father's Day means to you, how it is perhaps that you share the day with your offspring, what you tell them about your father, things you might like to share about your father in the course of our discussion, or in a case like Mike's, where his mother stepped in and really filled both roles of mother and father, which is an interesting situation, obviously, she faced. It's Sunday morning. As a matter of fact, it's Father's Day morning on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter on our program this morning, Hour 1. What we've done is open up the phones at 877-337-6666. That's our phone number here. And we're talking about Father's Day. We were scheduled to talk about sun safety and skin cancer prevention with the guest who has not joined us thus far in our discussion. Perhaps we'll talk with him at another point in the course of this summer. Of course, summer is officially starting a little bit later this week. So we'll go back to the phones, 877-337-6666. We've already had some interesting perspectives on Father's Day. Let's go next to Joe, who's been waiting forever in Connecticut. Joe, thanks for holding on so long. Welcome to The Fan.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Good
morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Good. Just want to share that I have three adult children, but being a father is such a blessing because I got to see all three of them play competitive sports. My daughter and my two sons all played Little League, and my middle son played college soccer. And I have to tell you, as a father, there's nothing more exciting than sitting in the stands and watching your child play any kind of sport in terms of the camaraderie, the sense of accomplishment. And if you had a father who was involved with you when you were young, which my father was, he was a manager of our baseball team, it always brings you back. So there's some beautiful continuity of it all. And want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day, and particularly those who got to see their children play in sports and all that that represents and were able to remember what it was when they played sports themselves.
Interesting perspective. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Joe. Ready?
You bet.
Appreciate your patience on the phone, too, and your kind words. Next on the phone at 877-337-6666, we'll share some more thoughts on Father's Day with Bobby, who's been waiting forever in New Rochelle. Bobby, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning, Bob. You boy, you got a great name.
Thank you.
You know, Bob, my dad was born in Harlem, New York, July the 8th, 1915. They moved up to Watertown, New York, and World War II started. He was in the Army Air Corps, and my dad flew his 25th and final mission on D-Day.
Mm. Wow.
And, you know, he started working at Rye Playland in 1962, and, my father, there's not a day that don't go by that I don't miss him. And, you know, I've got a son, and he used to tell me, you're not a Bobby, you're a Robert, I'm a Bobby, and he would spell it B-O-B-B, stupid Y. But, you know, I've got more stories. You know, I asked my father if he shot any planes down during the war, and he said he never got credit for any, but he knew we got a piece of a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to this day, if I'm in an amusement park and I hear that carousel going with the music, the tears roll down my eyes, but they're happy tears. But, Bob, it's just a pleasure to talk to you. I wake up early in the weekends and Sunday morning. It's nice to hear your voice and all your different subjects you talk about. And God bless and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Bobby, thank you very much for your kind words and your call this morning. What did your dad, what was his perspective? What did he say to you about those early days at Rye Playland? Because that was
You know, it's funny. 1962, he started working there.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me to Buster Crabbe. It didn't do nothing for me. Now, had it been Olivia de Havilland, I would have been on my feet. But you know what? He used to tell me this, and I always remember it. Bobby, there's a lot of things wrong with this country. It's the greatest country in the world, and it's the only country in the world worth dying for. And just from him telling me that, last Super Bowl, was the first Super Bowl I did not watch. Because that what this man did with taking a knee really peed me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he always just told me, work hard. You know, years later, we were covering up a ride in Playland for the winter. And I made the mistake of telling him, damn, it's cold out here. And I could still hear him say, boy, you ain't seen cold unless you lived in Watertown, New York. You know, and yet I used to tell my son, Bobby, don't believe about John Wayne. He wasn't in the war. Grandpa was John Wayne and all those other brave men. And it's a blessing to be able to talk to you this morning.
Bobby, thank you very much for your call, and thank you for your patience on the phone, too, and your kind words. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
877-337-6666 is our phone number here at The Fan. You want to share your thoughts on Father's Day, or you want to jump onto the topic of skin cancer. A lot of people who are listening to us have had incidents where they've been involved with some aspect of that. You can share it this morning. That's what we're supposed to be talking about with our guest. Hey, summer is officially right around the corner. Maybe we can share some thoughts in terms of preventing the incidence of skin cancer. Talk a little bit about sun safety. 877-337-6666. I'm open, trying to be flexible on the program this morning. We go next to Rob in Lake Success. Rob, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thank you. Another Robert, and I'm a Robert myself, and I want to wish all the fathers out there happy Father's Day as well, myself, and I'm a father myself, but two topics. One, skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My father passed from skin cancer, melanoma, ironically, as we're talking about it. Oh, he's dead now. In 2003, he was found to have a lesion on his back, which was not treated properly. It took a few years till it got under the skin. It turned out to be a malignant melanoma, and within 4 months, he did pass. And fortunately, there was no pain. But yes, you have to be really, really, really careful. But I want to touch on my dad. Number one, I have a father, the biggest blessing in the world to have a child and watch my daughter grow up. She's getting ready for college, and it's just been a wonderful experience. That's the only one I have. But my dad was a leader. He was a coach in real life as well as a family man and as well as what he did. He was a physical education guy, athletic director. I got to meet some amazing people in the city because of his officiating. I met Marty Glickman many times. He was a college official. He was before The Fan. I got to meet so many because it was in the New York City education system. All the people out of the 50s and 60s, I got to meet all the great sports announcers. He did a lot of games at Madison Square Garden, became the commissioner of football in New York City, ran the whole city program. Spencer Gross, all of these old time guys. Just amazing experience. And he was unfortunately not there for me. I was a college athlete, and he wasn't really there for me because as a phys ed guy, he had to coach as well as officiate, and he had to work like four jobs to support our family. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, but when he had the opportunity, he was there to show up and watch me participate. And he never, because he was a coach, because he was a physical education guy, he never pushed me. He always knew that this is something you don't do. You let your children play, let them find themselves. He was not a father that pushed his kids and wanted to see them excel. He let them, in the background, do what they wanted to do, my brothers, my siblings, as well as myself. But he was, in my eyes, my leader, my coach, and I miss him dearly. And as far as I'm concerned, the greatest man. He's my role model, and that's what I want to share today. And I'm sure most everybody else has the same stories, as well as an Army man himself. And that was a nice touch, the guy, gentleman, about the World War II. But thank you, Bob. Fascinating topic, and I miss him dearly, and I'm sure everybody else has some great stories, and thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you very much for your call this morning and your kind words, too, Rob. 877-337-6666 is our phone number here at The Fan. We're sharing some thoughts on Father's Day. It is Father's Day 2017. You want to share some thoughts with us about your dad, the experience of whether it is that you grew up with a dad in your life or whether you did not. Because there are many individuals who have grown up in situations where the dad was not present And, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of kids these days who are growing up in those situations as well. And it's always interesting to see how the children turn out, because many of us probably feel that the ideal situation, if it's possible, is to be in that traditional household with two parents present. But what does Father's Day mean to you? That's a question I've put out. And I've also put out this topic that we were actually supposed to be talking about with a guest on our program today of skin cancer. Whether you or someone you know, like in the case of Rob's father, have been involved with some form of skin cancer. You want to share some thoughts with us on that. And also some thoughts about this whole idea of protecting oneself from the sun. Because we hit that time of the year where I'm going to use a phrase I heard on the air listening to a radio station in Philadelphia about a week ago. It was a music show there, and they were talking about the warm weather that was hitting then, and talking about the great unveiling, as they phrased it, where more and more skin was being shown because of the warmer weather. Well, a lot of people rush to do that. And many people, when we had the incidence of those very hot temperatures earlier this week and last weekend, a lot of people's focus started to be on the beach, the summer, and people look to get out and take advantage of the hot weather. But the idea that we're told every year at this time of the year is to be careful, you know, do it in moderation. You know, just go out and look to roast yourself in the sun. That you limit your exposure, and we very often hear about the need to take precautions, like the use of sunscreen, wearing proper clothing. In some cases, people will suggest the idea, and some people do, of donning a hat or a cap. But really, the key point seems to be to not just go out and look to roast in the sun. Because I think some people hear this idea of hot weather with us, and it just becomes a situation where what they want to do is to get to the sun and get in front of the sun as quickly as they possibly can. And that may not be the smartest move if you don't have the right thought about it, the right protection, and it's something to keep in mind, too. Official start of summer is a little bit later this week. An appropriate topic for today, it's Father's Day morning on The Fan.